USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Midwest continues to be battered by severe spring weather, 50 tornadoes sweeping across the region on Memorial Day. The strongest blew through Dayton, Ohio last night. This man telling a reporter,
"It was less than 30 seconds and huge devastation outside. I came out and look what was destroyed. It was crazy out there."
Millions without power in just Ohio after those storms. So far, no reports of fatalities from this latest round of severe weather, but search and rescue operations continue. The Missouri National Guard's being called into service to help respond to flooding and some tornadoes in that state. Texas could soon let anyone who owns a handgun be armed for a week after natural disasters. It would allow any Texan who can legally own a firearm carry a gun for 7 days after a natural disaster, even if they don't have a permit. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
President Trump visits some U.S. service members as he heads back from Japan.
Our freedom is earned through the blood and sweat and toil and sacrifice of great American patriots just like you.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States. The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
As we honor America's fallen warriors, we pledge our unwavering devotion to all of those who serve our nation in uniform.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Measles cases still on the rise in the U.S. 60 new cases reported last week, according to the CDC, brings the number of cases this year to 940, making the outbreak the worst since 1994. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The World Health Organization is now recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder. Gaming disorder defined as gaming that takes precedence over other interests in one's life, like one's health and daily activities, to the point where there are significant impacts on the person's life. The affliction will be included in the latest edition of the WHO's International Classification of Diseases. Former Major League Baseball player Bill Buckner has died at the age of 69 after a battle with dementia. Buckner was involved in one of baseball's most shocking moments during Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. As the Boston Red Sox searched for their first title since 1918, Buckner watched a ball roll between his legs behind the first base bag and into right field. It allowed a walk-off single by the New York Mets' Mookie Wilson. It sent the teams to a Game 7 and an eventual Mets World Series victory. Many of Buckner's friends and admirers say that he also had more hits than most ballplayers could ever hope to get in the majors, and he should not be defined by a single play. And Bruce Springsteen says he'll hit the road and tour with the E Street Band next year. The Boss has an album dropping on June 14th, and while he won't tour on that record, he does say he has some plans to do so next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.